setting the bar time. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing someone you've just pulled over, when you're a police officer, you're doing okay.
Well, that's frowned upon.
Yeah, you could say that. His name's Justin. He's 28. Maybe he's young and he doesn't know any better, right?
But he's 28.
Regardless.
Which is closer to 30 than 20. You should know better. Plus, you're an officer.
Listen, regardless, he is, yes, a member of the Polk County Sheriff's Office. He had to resign because he had arrested a driver, pulled the driver over and arrested him for not having a valid driver's license, right? Took the guy's wallet and phone, put it in his patrol car's trunk. For some reason, then a couple other cops showed up and kind of saw Justin returning to the car's trunk multiple times. Eventually, he returned to the driver's, he returned the driver's belongings, but the driver was like, hey,
I'm missing some cash.
I'm missing $300.
Oh.
And so people were like, oh, did it like drop on the ground or whatever? And that's when Justin saunters back to the trunk, opens up a rifle bag, pulls out some folded cash and goes, oh. Here it is.
Must have fallen in there.
Must have fallen in there.
That was weird.
And so the other police officer's like, interesting.
Were you trying to withhold evidence?
What were you trying to do?
What were we doing there, buddy?
Yeah, so they just kind of like told their supervisor. Yeah. And so listen to this. The sheriff said, it makes me so angry I could chew the bark off of oak trees because he betrayed the community's trust.
Yeah,
that's why he's not a law enforcement officer anymore.
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of like one of the fine print there in the employee handbook that if you break the law, you can't uphold the law.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Justin resigned and, you know, the sheriff said, you know, in his own special way that basically he would have been fired had he not resigned. But now he's arrested
also
for theft.
Arrested.
Yeah, he got arrested. Yeah.
Wow.
I think my favorite part was the quote from the sheriff.
Oh, absolutely.
So angry I could chew the bark off
the old trees.
That's
great. Well, and then they said, too, they have to go back now at all of his previous arrests
yeah,
and traffic
and
stops
audit
to
him,
see if
basically.
He stole anything
else.
I know.
They got to audit all of his previous arrests. So.
Oh, he's going to be chewing some bark off lots of trees over that.
So, yeah, you know, hey.
Wow.
It's just a little reminder. You know?
It's not a license to just, like, have your way with stuff of the people that
you're
arresting.
Right. Very good. So, yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing someone you've literally just pulled over when you're the police officer, you're doing okay.
Justin didn't understand the assignment.
He didn't understand, yes. It's your Setting the Bar story.